In agricultural news, the International Monetary Fund today lowered its outlook for the world economy this year, predicting that government spending cuts will slow U.S. growth and keep the Euro Currency Alliance in recession. The Global Lending Organization has cut its forecast for global growth to 3.3% this year, down from its forecast in January of 3.5%. The IMF expects the U.S. economy to expand 1.9% this year. That's below its January estimate of 2.1% and last year's U.S. growth of 2.2%. The head of one of the world's largest commodity trading firms has called on his industry to commit to a sense of shared responsibility to avoid the enforced regulation such as that is experienced by the banking industry. Gregory Page, chief executive of Cargill, says that commodity trading is experiencing a perception problem in the eyes of the public, many of whom think of trading as inherently bad and associate the word with speculation, hoarding, and volatility. Page says that volatility is a positive for the market, but made a distinction between that and turbulence, which leads to what he calls outsized price reactions in consumer goods such as food. Restaurant owners in China are saying that Chinese consumers are eating less meat following news of the latest avian flu outbreak. Local meat prices keep falling. The price for chicken legs dropped 22% in 1 month. Pork prices have also fallen 33% in the last month. The H7N9 avian influenza outbreak has killed at least 11 people and sickened 43. Scientists have not figured out how the virus spreads from poultry to people, and that's generating concern and precaution among Chinese consumers. Chinese health authorities today report that the H7N9 virus has been found in wild pigeons. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, the strain of virus detected in the wild pigeons appears identical to the type found in farm-raised pigeons at a food stall in Shanghai on April the 4th. U.S. temperatures in March were the coldest for the month in 11 years, a chilly turnaround from the warmest ever temperatures a year ago. Temperatures averaged 40.8 degrees Fahrenheit in the month, which was also 9-tenths of a degree below the 20th century norm. In March of 2012, temperatures averaged 51.1 degrees, 8.6 degrees above normal. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.